You know, every business that wants to grow online hits this point, right? How do you go from just having a website to actually using it for sales, for leads, for really getting your brand seen? It's about turning those clicks into, well, actual business. So today we're going to dig into Control It. They're based down in Yeovil, Somerset, and they've built quite a reputation helping UK businesses figure out this whole digital world. Our plan here isn't just to talk about Control It, but sort of use them as a case study. We want to unpack how their approach might be a bit of a shortcut to understanding how web design and digital marketing work together for growth, looking at their key services, what makes them tick, what makes them stand out.
Okay, let's unpack this. All right, so Controlaville. Based in Yeovil, Somerset, but while they're local there, they work with businesses all over the UK. And what really jumps out is how long they've been doing this. Over 20 years helping UK businesses grow online. That's a long time in the digital space.
Oh, absolutely. 20 years online. That's like dog years, maybe even more.
Yeah.
It's huge because the digital world changes so fast, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Platforms, algorithms, how people search. To stick around for two decades, it's not just about having experience. It's proof of serious adaptability, real foresight too. It shows they understand the fundamentals, but they can also pivot and adopt new stuff. Mm. That kind of longevity, it really builds credibility. It suggests they've figured out how to keep evolving.
That's a really good point. So how has that history, that long view, shaped how they actually work, especially this joined up service idea they talk about?
Yeah, that joined up or holistic term gets thrown around a lot, you know?
Yeah.
But making it actually work is the tricky part. It's easy to have silos. Design team does their thing, SEO team does theirs.
Right, and they don't always talk.
Exactly. What seems interesting about Control It is how they integrate it all. They build these high-performing e-commerce sites, custom business websites, but then they back it all up directly with the marketing, the web design, the development, the SEO, getting found on Google, the PPC, those paid ads you see, and the copywriting to make it all persuasive.
Okay.
So instead of getting fragmented bits from different places, which can lead to, you know, inefficiency or mixed messages,
okay.
They seem to handle it all as one coherent strategy. The idea is that every part is pulling in the same direction, attracting visitors, and then actually turning them into customers more effectively.
Right. So connecting this to the bigger picture, what does this actually mean for you? You know, if you're a business owner listening or just curious about how this all works, what's the takeaway when you think about your own website or digital strategy? Given how important that integration sounds, let's break down the specific services. What are the actual pieces Control That offers that make up this joined-up approach? Well, looking at their site, they list e-commerce development building online stores that are specifically built for growth. Then there's general web design and development for professional business sites that, as they put it, work for you.
Hmm.
Their SEO and PPC campaigns aren't just about getting clicks, it seems. They're designed to attract the right kind of traffic, people actually looking to buy or engage, and guide them towards converting. And of course, copywriting, crafting clear, persuasive words for the site and the marketing materials. Okay, that covers the services. But what about the tech underneath it all? Are they using standard platforms like WordPress or Shopify, or is there something else going on?
Ah, now this is where it gets quite interesting. They have their own proprietary CMS.
CMS, content management system.
Exactly, it's called the Kit CMS. They describe it as their own powerful, flexible, easy to manage content management system.
Okay, their own system. What's the advantage of that compared to using, say, something off the shelf?
Well, building your own CMS, that's a significant investment, but it offers some real potential benefits for clients. Think about flexibility. With an off-the-shelf system, you're often limited by its features, or you rely on third-party plugins, which can sometimes cause conflicts or security issues.
Right, I've heard that. Plugin Palooza.
Kind of, yeah. With their own Kit CMS, Control It has complete control. They can tailor it precisely to a client's needs, integrate specific features seamlessly, and adapt it quickly as requirements change. It can mean better performance, potentially tighter security because they know the code inside out, and critically, long-term support isn't dependent on some other company's roadmap.
Hmm. Control and customization.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Plus, things like site speed and core web vitals, really important for Google rankings now, can often be optimized more effectively with a custom-built system compared to a potentially bloated generic one. It's a subtle but powerful strategic edge.
Interesting. And it sounds like that control feeds into how they see relationships, too. They specifically mention focusing on long-term partnerships. It's not just, here's your website, goodbye, but making sure it keeps delivering measurable results. That feels important.
It's absolutely crucial. This really brings up a key point.
Yeah.
Why isn't a website a set it and forget it kind of thing?
Yeah, why not?
Because the digital world just doesn't stand still.
Yeah.
Ever. Google changes its algorithms constantly. How people search evolves. Yeah. Your competitors are always trying new things. So a website needs ongoing attention. You need to look at the analytics, see what's working, what's not, and keep optimizing it.
Maybe.
Control its focus on long-term partnerships and results acknowledges this. It implies they're sticking around to provide that ongoing support, make those tweaks, and ensure the site continues to be a valuable asset, not just a digital brochure that gathers dust. It's about making sure that online performance keeps contributing to the business goals month after month, year after year.
And they back this up with client feedback. There's a quote from Rosie at Employable LTD. She called Control It very professional, said she felt relaxed and able to be open about what I wanted to achieve. And specifically mentioned their ability to be flexible. That flexibility sounds key, especially if needs change mid-project. Looking at their showcase section gives real-world examples too, like Tackle UK, the fishing gear retailer. It wasn't just building an e-commerce site. It involved integrating their stock systems with this Keat CMS and then running specific PPC campaigns for peak fishing seasons.
Ah, so connecting the tech, the stock, and the marketing.
Exactly. And they apparently saw real increases in conversion rates because of it. They also show work for ARN design and manufacturing, Ransom Spares, which is another e-commerce example for spares, and Gaff Studio in print and digital media.
Yeah, that range is quite telling. Moving from retail e-commerce, like fishing gear and spares, to manufacturing, to media, it shows they're not just a one-trick pony. They can adapt their approach to different industries, different business models.
Versatility.
Right. It suggests their joined-up process is robust enough to be tailored effectively rather than just a rigid template.
And they clearly keep up with trends. Their blog is quite revealing. They're talking about Google's latest guidelines on AI content. Not just reporting it, but discussing how they are adapting SEO strategies right now for clients.
Oh, that's timely. AI in search is a huge topic.
Yeah, how to navigate it, avoid issues, maybe even use it effectively. They also cover practical stuff. Website migration checklists, understanding Google Search Console, setting up Google's free listings. Real hands-on advice.
That's significant. Those specific blog topics, AI content, Google guidelines, migrations, Search Console. These are exactly the things keeping digital marketers awake at night right now. By addressing these head-on and sharing how they are tackling them, Control It demonstrates they're proactive. They're not just following trends, they're trying to stay ahead of them.
Thought leadership, almost.
You could say that, yeah. It shows they're actively thinking about how to navigate this constantly changing landscape for their clients. That's incredibly valuable.
So if someone listening is thinking, okay, this sounds interesting. Maybe I should explore this. Control It offers completely free and 100% honest consultations, promising detailed insights and straightforward answers. Seems like a decent first step.
Absolutely. That kind of no-obligation chat is always valuable for a business. It's a chance to talk through your specific situation, your challenges, what you're hoping to achieve online, and you get some expert perspective without any commitment. It helps you gauge if an agency is the right fit, understand their approach better before you decide to invest anything. It's a smart, low-risk way to start.
Okay, so let's try and summarize what we've unpacked in this deep dive on Control It. We've seen a company rooted in Somerset but serving the whole UK with 2 decades of solid experience in digital growth. Their core is this joined-up service, weaving together web design, development, SEO, PPC, copywriting into one strategy.
The integrated approach.
Exactly. Then there's their unique in-house Keat CMS, offering that flexibility and control, maybe even a bit of future-proofing. And underpinning it all is this commitment to long-term partnerships, focused on delivering actual measurable results over time, not just a quick project launch.
Yeah, that covers the key elements. And it leads to a final thought, really. Considering how fast everything is changing online, especially now with AI starting to really shake up search and content, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? For you, the listener, how crucial is it to not just have a website, but to partner with someone who genuinely gets this constant change, someone who can adapt, innovate, and actually guide you through it all? Because just building the site isn't enough anymore. You need that ongoing expertise, that bigger picture view.
That's a great point to end on. Food for thought. We hope this deep dive gave you some valuable insights into what effective digital growth looks like today, using Control It as our lens. Hopefully it sparked some ideas for your own journey online. Keep exploring, keep learning.